Dude, this new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM, total winner, winner, chicken breakfast.
Chicken breakfast? Come on, I think you mean chicken dinner, bro.
Nah, brother. Crispy bacon, fluffy eggs, juicy chicken, and a buttery biscuit? That's the perfect breakfast.
All right, let me try it. Okay, yeah. Totally winner, winner, chicken breakfast. I'm gonna have to keep this right here.
Hey. Make sure every breakfast is a winner with the delicious new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM. AMPM, too much good stuff.
Hey there, Stoic superstars. Welcome back to Modern Stoicism. Timeless tools for today's challenges. I am your host, Brooklyn Weston, and I'm so pumped to be diving into a topic that can seriously level up your mental game, the power of reframing negative thoughts. Ever feel like you're stuck in a loop of doom scrolling through your own mind? You know, those moments when one little setback sends your whole day spiraling. We've all been there. But here's the thing. Our thoughts aren't facts. They're just interpretations, and that means we have the power to change them. Think of it like this: you've got a superpower called perspective, and you can choose which lens to use. Today, we're going to unlock some seriously potent tools to help you reframe those negative thought patterns and turn those mental ruts into pathways to resilience and growth. Are you ready? Let's do this. 5 key takeaways to conquer your negative thoughts. 1. Recognize the pattern. First things first, become aware of your negativity bias. We're wired to pay more attention to the bad stuff it kept our ancestors safe from danger. But in today's world, that can backfire. Start noticing those recurring negative thoughts of their specific situations or triggers that set them off. Awareness is the first step to breaking free. 2. Challenge your thoughts. Don't just accept those nasty narratives as gospel. Ask yourself, is this thought really true? What evidence do I have to support it? Often, we cling to thoughts without actually examining their validity. Challenge those assumptions, and you'll start chipping away at the negativity. 3. Look for the silver lining. This one might feel cheesy at first, but trust me, it works. Even in tough situations, there's often a silver lining waiting to be discovered. Maybe a setback led to a new opportunity, or a challenge forced you to grow in unexpected ways. Train your mind to seek out the positive aspects, no matter how small. 4. Focus on what you can control. You can't control everything that happens in life, that's just a fact. But what you can control is your reaction to it. Instead of dwelling on things beyond your influence, focus your energy on the actions you can take. This empowers you and shifts your mindset from helplessness to agency. 5. Practice gratitude. Cultivating gratitude is like adding sunshine to your inner world. Take time each day to appreciate the good things, big and small. It could be as simple as a delicious cup of coffee, a supportive friend, or the warmth of the sun on your skin. By focusing on what you're grateful for, you naturally shift away from negativity. Think about that last time you felt overwhelmed by stress or anxiety. Did those negative thoughts help? Nope. But reframing them could have given you a whole new perspective, maybe even turning that stressful situation into an opportunity to learn and grow. Real-world example. Picture this. You're at work and your big presentation gets bombed. You start thinking, I'm such a failure. I'll never be able to do anything right. Now those thoughts are going to spiral you down, making you feel hopeless and discouraged. But here's the Stoic spin. Instead of dwelling on the failure, acknowledge it happened, learn from it, and move forward. Maybe you identify a few areas where you can improve your presentation skills next time. You could even use this experience to build resilience, proving to yourself that you can bounce back from setbacks. Summary and key takeaways. Remember, Stoicism isn't about being emotionless, it's about mastering our emotions and thoughts. By practicing these reframing techniques, you'll become a mental badass who can navigate life's challenges with grace and resilience. You've got the power within you to choose your perspective and create a more positive, fulfilling experience every single day. Call to action. Ready to put these Stoic strategies into action? Start by journaling about a recent negative thought, then try reframing it using one of the techniques we discussed. Share your experience with me on social media. I'd love to hear how you're crushing those negativity patterns. And don't forget to subscribe and leave a review if you found this episode helpful. Until next time, keep your mind strong, your spirit bright, and remember, you've got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.